Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Cupid Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Yash Sawla from Kirin Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Yes, thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to Cupid Limited Q1 FY24 call. From the management side, we have Mr. Om Prakash Garg, Managing Director and Chairman. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Yash. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Cupid Limited, I would like to welcome you all at the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call today. By now, I suppose that you have had a chance to review the press release and the financial data we had circulated a couple of days ago. So without any further delay, I would like to open the conference for question and answer period, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants present on the audio bridge who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from Mr. Gaurav, an investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Sir, my first question is regarding, sir, during the quarter ending June 2023, the other expenses have increased due to payment of 4.4 crore as damage to meet the contractual terms. Sir, what is this item, and is it a recurring kind of item or one-time damage cost is there? Please explain. And sir, my second question is, in the prior 2023, the order book of company was 177 crore, and now it is 104 crore. And in the quarter, the sale is regarding 33 crore, which means 40 crore might be canceled. One of the order of 14 crore of UNFPA I have seen, which is canceled. What about the rest 26 crore? Please explain, sir. Right now, I have two questions, and I will ask again in follow-up.
Okay. Thank you very much. First of all, the 4.4 crore charge is a one-time payment because of the contractual obligations on behalf of Cupid. So it's not likely to be repeated. Now, about the second part of your question on the order book, yes, out of that 177, we had dispatched 33, and also 14 crore order was canceled. So the rest of the order is being held back by the South African government. So since they have not reconfirmed that order, we are not listing that in our order book. So this is how we are achieving 104 crore order, up-to-date order as of July 31st.
Okay, okay. Sir, regarding the 4.4 crore damage, sir, can you explain the kind of damage is occurring? Like, is a kind of inventory losses or fluid material kind of which kind of losses is this? Actually, contractual terms means I can't understand. Can you elaborate this?
Okay. The reason for this 4.4 crore charge is that we had manufactured water-based lubricant jelly for UNFPA, and at the time of manufacturing, we had checked the quality and it was found to be okay. However, during transportation and storage of this material in overseas storage areas, which may take many months, the samples deteriorated, and this charge is due to the replacement cost of those damaged batches.
Okay, okay. Sir, in this regard, I think company should take care of this so that these damages could not occur again. And sir, regarding the order terms, I can I ask one question. Like, sir, India is a very good, very huge population is there, but our company has a domestic sale is very less. Like B2C sale is not as much that level, and in domestic only 5% sale is there. Is management planning to utilize Indian population advantage, like seeing, like to increase the company distribution network in India itself, or some kind of things to increase
okay.
order book?
Yeah. We have considered the possibility of Cupid increasing its domestic sales. However, the margin, net margin on these sales is quite a bit lower than what we receive it in export profits, especially because the government of India provides an incentive for exports. So the other consideration is that in order to promote the brand locally within India, we have to spend several crores worth of advertising and promotion rupees. And we have concluded that it is better for Cupid in the short and the long term to concentrate on the export markets where demand for condoms is very strong and it is growing. So while the demand is growing, the number of suppliers are still restricted. So we believe that going forward over the next 5 to 10 years at least, the scope for profits is much higher in the export markets than in the domestic.
Okay. Sir, regarding the different segments of our company, like in the IVD segment, we are expecting to get various licenses like ISO, CE, WHO, CMP. Has company obtained all those licenses? What is the status in regard to this? And is IVD completely commercially operational now? As IVD sale is very less, and the company is also showing losses in it, I have seen in last financial report. I think this segment has a very huge scope. And what company expect in future over this, and any major capex in this segment in coming 2-3 years?
Yeah, the scope for IVD sales is quite good, very promising. The main problem is that in order to cater to the high volume tender and the other markets, a manufacturer has to have three things. Number one, they should have a 3-year manufacturing license from their respective government. And number two, a WHO certification. And number three, CE certification, which is required for the European sales. Now, Cupid would complete 3 years of manufacturing experience in September 2024. And while we have applied for the WHO and CE certificates, it's expected to take about one more year. So after that, Cupid will be fully qualified to participate in all the domestic as well as international tenders.
Okay, okay. So we have to wait for one more year in this segment. Sir, one more question. Sir, as on FY23, out of 70 crore investment, company has major investment in the form of corporate FD. So which kind of corporate FD it is safe enough? And company has total 100 crore rupees in cash and investment part. Is company management any capex or buyback dividend, etc. in the coming 2-3 years?
Yes, we have considered reviewing our dividend amounts, and as you may have noticed, last year we increased our dividend payout from 4 to 4.5 rupees up to 5 rupees per share last year, and we are constantly reviewing the situation in terms of further increases in the dividend amounts.
In case of capex, any capex in coming 2-3 years, the big capex?
As of now, we don't see any big expense, except we may make a deal to buy a part of a land located next to our factory for future expansion of the operations.
Okay, sir. What about the corporate FD? Sir, in which corporate it is implemented? Is it safe? Like I don't have exposure of corporate FD, so I was asking this question. Can you explain this? Because the major amount of company investment is in the corporate FD. I think it is current investment part. I think it should not be a variable part. But still, can you explain what kind of corporate FD it is?
I'm sorry. Could you please repeat your question?
Sir, in the investment part, the company has major amount in the form of corporate FD. So my question is it is not the bank FD, it is something else. So in which corporate it is invested, can you explain? Corporate FD.
We have considered that. But we have not taken a final decision, and for now we are continuing our investments into mutual funds as well as into FDs.
Okay. Which kind of FD can you explain? Corporate FD, which kind of corporate FD? Because you have mentioned mutual funds, HDFC, Kotak, but corporate FD is not mentioned, I think.
So, no, these are the bank FDs. Floated by HDFC, by Kotak Bank, by Punjab National Bank, and so on.
Okay, this is a bank FD. Bank FD. Okay.
Yes.
One major case of the company is pending in income tax for period 2021, amounting to rupees 9.79 crores. Is there any progress and where it is pending right now? Appeal or tribunal, where it is pending? And what is the status of that?
Say that again, plans for?
Sir, there is a one litigation case of company regarding income tax amounting to rupees 9.79 crores. As on FY 2022, I have seen this. So, is there any progress in this case?
Yes, I am glad to report that case has been settled amicably with the income tax department, and there is no more outstanding liabilities on Cupid due to income tax.
Okay, so company has paid any amount in this case?
No, this was a penalty which they were asking us to pay, and on our petition they have waived that penalty. So no money was exchanged.
Okay. Sir, one more question regarding expected credit loss. Sir, as on FY 2022, the company has 6 crore rupees in the expected credit loss segment. Is it the customers related to which this amount belongs? Are we dealing with those customers right now, and is it one time loss or recurring kind of loss? Can you explain expected credit loss?
No. Please say that again.
Sir, as on annual report FY 2022, there is the major expected credit loss is shown as 6 crore rupees.
Mm-hmm.
So the customer from which this amount belongs, are we still dealing with them one question. And second, is this one-time loss or we are occurring again and again such kind of losses?
Yeah. No, we had one write-off from a customer who was with us for last 15 years in South Africa. And due to ill health, he closed down his business. So that was the only major setback for us in our receivables. Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, participants present in the audio bridge who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Our next participant, Pranay Gandhi from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. Sir, I just wanted to understand that there was a 20% decline in our revenue in the recent quarter compared to the previous quarter. Is there any specific reason for that?
I'm sorry, could you please repeat your question and speak a little louder?
Yeah, sorry about that. I just wanted to highlight that there was a 20% decline in revenue during the recent quarter compared to the previous quarter. Is there any specific reason for that?
Yeah, the main reason for the reduced profit in the first quarter as compared to a year ago is that we had practically no sales of high margin female condoms. So that was the major reason. The other reason was, like the caller earlier had asked, there is a one-time charge of about 4.4 CR, which of course is will not appear again. So because of those two reasons, our profit has come down from 4.6 CR in the quarter a year ago down to about 2.16 crore.
Okay. And sir, any specific reason why this, why there has been no sales for the female condom?
Yes. The main reason is that because of the geopolitical situation, and the budget allocation by the South African governments, they have cut back on their purchases, and they were supposed to reissue their purchase orders back in March 2023, and they have been postponing that, and as of today even, we have not received those orders. However, we are expecting those to come to be declared in next 2 to 3 weeks. So that is the main reason why the profits are down. Now, this has happened for the first time in 10 years that South Africa has not ordered any female condoms in a quarter. So it's a very unusual one-time situation. And looking at the balance of FY24, we are expecting a robust business for female condoms to the tune of about 32 CR sales we are projecting in the current financial year.
Okay. And apart from this 32 crore coming from female condoms, what should we anticipate for the whole of business in general?
The profit margin in female condoms is about 50%. So we are anticipating a good amount of profit. In the total profit or the total FC sales is expected to be about 16 to 18 CR.
Okay, sorry. So my question was, in terms of revenue, the turnover for the business, apart from this 32 crores, since we are actually lagging behind on the IVD division itself, what should be our overall turnover for the business for FY24?
Okay, the total turnover we are expecting is about 155 CR top line and 32 to 34 crore income after tax in March 2024.
Perfect. Thank you so much, sir. And sir, in terms of other expenses, they have nearly doubled compared to previous quarter. I understand that there was a 4.4 crore damages that we paid. But even then, our other expenses increased from 7.75 crore to 15.16 crore. What were the other contributing factors?
Okay, the two main causes was number one, that the sales commission on the male condom sales to Tanzania during the quarter was just over 2 CR on a sale of 20 crores. This was the highest sale in any one quarter for any one customer. So that is the reason that because of this high sales commission, this extra expense is being booked on the books. And the other reason is that company had negotiated a long service award, meaning any employees who have or will have completed 25 years of service, they will be eligible for a payment of 4.5 lakh rupees. So with that, the number of people we have, about 25, it will be just over 1 CR, which is again a special situation and one-time charge. And besides that, we had issued an ESOP plan for the employees and also a small increase in the labor cost, each costing about 50 lakhs for a total of 1 CR. So to summarize, a 2 CR cost is related to employees, including the long service award provision. It is a provision in the books. Payments have not yet been made, and they will be made as people retire after 25 years of service. So this is how these additional about 8 CR expense is the difference between 15 CR this quarter and about 7.5 CR a year ago quarter.
Okay. And sir, I wanted to understand if you see any impact on future orders from UNFPA regarding the water-based lubricant jelly.
Okay. The status is that right now UNFPA is examining all the data they have collected from different countries, and they are evaluating what type of damages they have suffered, and we have sent several samples to different labs, including a well-known lab in UK, and the UNFPA people have scheduled a visit to CUPID in September this year, next month, and after that inspection, we hope to get these lubricant shipments going again later in the year, hopefully in October, November.
Okay. And so since you mentioned about buying a part of land next to our current factory, could you help me with the value of the investment that would be made?
It is about 12 CR.
Yes, yeah. Perfect. And so one final question. Do you have any update on the current status of discussion with the companies based in Singapore and the US?
Singapore project.
Oh, Singapore project is moving rather slowly. The party is still interested but they have not quite finalized their production plans. They are still giving a finishing touches to their R&D before they release the order for in-house manufacturing.
Okay. And so just one last question regarding the IVD division. Earlier, our target revenue for the current financial year was 2.5 crore. Since we have only done 15 lakhs, and it would take us some time to get WHO certification and CE certification, what are the targets for this year from IVD division? Do you think we need to revise it, or we would be able to reach 2.5 crore?
Yes, we expect the sale in the current second quarter to be about 60 lakhs from IVD sales, and also in the third and fourth quarter as well, just over 60 lakhs each. So for the entire FY24, we are expecting a minimum IVD sales of about 2 crore. And these sales will be to the distributors directly in India. And I mentioned the major restrictions for larger volume of sales due to lack of a 3-year manufacturing period and also lack of WHO and CE mark. So to answer your question, it will be just over 2 crore this financial year in IVD sales.
And what kind of margins can we expect?
About 20% right now.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next participant is Yashwanti Khedkar, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. So, did you mention that a female condom sale has been impacted because of the low demand from South Africa? So, are you approaching a new region where we can see some good ramp-up happening for this female condom?
Please ask that again.
Yeah, you said that in South Africa, the sale of the female condom has been dampened. So, are we looking out to different regions to ramp up sales for the female condom?
Yes, 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 we are. First of all, like I mentioned earlier, South African sales are likely to resume later this month in August and continue till next March. But in addition, we are also expecting a new tender from Brazil to supply female condoms. We don't have the numbers yet, but it could be as high as 25 to 30 crore for Cupid.
Okay. Okay. And yeah, sir, in last con call you mentioned that we have the reach around 90 countries. This quarter you mentioned that you have a reach of 104 countries. So which new countries have been added to our portfolio? Shall I repeat my question?
Yeah, please do.
Sir, in the last con call you mentioned that we have reached around 90 countries in the international market. This quarter you mentioned the number to be 105 countries. So which new countries have been added to our portfolio?
Which new countries? Mostly we have added a couple of countries in Europe, and also we have added two or three countries in Africa. We are now in a total of 105 countries throughout the world, including between 35 to 40 countries on the African continent.
Okay. Okay. And can you just throw some light on your IVD business, when it will start contributing and a great extent to our revenue?
Well, like I mentioned in the earlier call, we need to get WHO and CE certificates to be able to participate in large international tenders. And also we need to complete a 3-year period in terms of manufacturing experience, which we would do next August, September 2024. So right now we are catering to a small size orders from about 80 customers within India. And we have built up this customer base all the way from Kerala to Assam and all the way up north. So it's going slowly because of the qualifications which are needed to be eligible to participate in the large tender orders. So in spite of the slow going, in the long term, we are optimistic that IVD business would pick up, and we could be looking at easily 50 to 100 CR turnover in 2 to 3 years' time.
Okay, sir. Sir, and if you can just provide a regional breakup, like how much is America contributing, how much is South Africa contributing, and how is the things happening? Which are the major countries contributing to our sales?
Yeah. In our sales data, we report the sales by country. So we'll be glad to provide more details on any specific country for any particular period. So please let us know.
So you mentioned that you had seen a good demand for the main quantum in America. So how was the demand over there? How much of sales has come from the America?
From America, you mean U.S.?
Yes.
Yeah. In U.S., we are qualified to supply male condoms only so far. And the margins there are quite low as compared to our other markets.
Okay.
And we have applied, we are in the process of applying for female condom license in U.S., which may take up to one more year.
Okay. Okay. And so what is the margin difference between the male condom and the female condom?
Oh, male condom is 18 to 20% and the female condom is close to between 45 to 50%. Very high margin product, this female condom.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's it for myself and thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Our next participant is Anand Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. If you can share updates on the promoter stake sale and also on the supplementary study that was recommended to Cupid by USFD.
Okay. On the first question, there is no real update on the stake sale. It is still under discussion. And about the second question, the US FDA has requested Cupid to do a supplementary clinical study based in South African population with 60% blacks, 25% mixed, and 15% Indian. So that is an additional requirement. We hope to get some results in 1 year's time. And once we do qualify to participate in U.S. business, the potential there is huge. In the initial year, we expect to do a sale of about $1 million U.S. dollars or 8 crores minimum, and the profit will be about half of that, 4 crore. So we are quite excited to look for our US registration, although it is taking a bit more time.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next participant is Gaurav, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, recently the audit committee of the company has been reconstituted twice. And the chairman is also changed. Any reasons, certain reasons there or any issues there?
I'm sorry, could you please repeat the question?
Sir, the audit committee of our company has been reconstituted twice recently in last few couple of months. And in this regard, any personal reason or any issue there or regarding reconstitution of audit committee again and again?
Okay. The one main reason is that the senior most director in our company, one Mr. J.L. Sharma, was hospitalized, and I am sorry to report that actually he died last night. He was in a hospital in USA, so obviously he could not participate in the audit committee meeting on July 31st, so we had to reconstitute that.
Okay, sorry to hear that about the director, sir. And sir, one last question. I have read in annual report, you have mentioned therein the company have been appended with obligatory permission to enter into diamond, gold, silver business. Sir, what is this all about? Is company seeing another segment?
Diamond, gold business?
Yes, sir. Diamond, gold, jewelry, silver, and other allied precious products.
I don't think there are any active plans at all to enter into this new business of gold jewelry. So maybe you are reading some older reports or there is some miscommunication there.
Sir, I read this report in annual year 2022. So I was asking this question. Just leave this question, sir. I have just heard in the conference call that you mentioned that Raymond is discussing on selling of shares. Is promoter selling their shares, or I have something different thing?
I have confirmed it in the last two conference calls that promoter is considering selling their stake. So I have made that public.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, a reminder, anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Our next participant is Pranay Gandhi from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hi, Vincent. Sir, I just wanted to double check with you the current order book. You had previously mentioned in the call, but my network was poor. Could you just repeat that?
Yes, so the current order book is 104 crore and about 35 crore worth of orders which were allocated to us from South Africa, they have not been confirmed yet. So, like I mentioned to the other caller, we have adjusted our order book down to 104 as of July 31st. However, we are expecting more orders from UNFPA and also expecting more orders from Brazil and also from South Africa as the year progresses.
Okay. And so just wanted to double check our capacity for female condoms. It is 25 million pieces, right?
It is 25 million pieces, but we could increase it to 52 million pieces by replacing the male condom capacity if we have the orders. So, next.
Thank you. Our next participant is Shivam Parag, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sir, my question was regarding the buyback and special dividend, which you told that you will tell us about in till September of 2023. So, sir, you had an excess cash of around 100 crore. You promised that you will make better use of these resources, and you only have a expansion plan of 12 crores, and given the less working capital which we need, can we not use the excess cash for better purposes such as buyback and special dividend?
We have considered that option as well, and at the same time we are looking at business expansion plan in terms of increasing the production capacity at Cupid for both male and female condoms, and also we need 30 to 40 CR in terms of higher working capital requirements for the IBD business. So we are looking at all the three aspects in terms of the best utilization of the reserves, including a higher dividend for our shareholders.
Okay, but sir, last quarter you told that you will require a capital requirement of only 5 to 10 crores for the IBD business. Now you have raised the expectation to around 35 to 40 crores. So what's the reason for this?
No, the main reason is the new distribution business all over the world, and that would require more capital, building a sales force and appointing some agents and distributors. So this is just an estimate. As the business of IVD grows, we will accordingly follow the need for capital requirements. So this is just a an estimate that I have given you.
Okay, but sir, the previous answers which you had told to other investors, you told that the IVD business will need around 1 to 2 years to get the proper certification, and after that the sales will be more, and we'll be eligible to apply for bigger tenders. So before that, such a huge amount of amount will be required for the distribution business?
No, not before that. You are correct that earlier we had mentioned, and even today, that we need a WHO and CE marking, which may take up to December of 24. And also at that time, we would complete the requirement of 3 years of manufacturing experience. So until our sales increase, the capital requirements will be only 3 or 4 CR. It would increase only after the sales pick up, which will be in FY 25 and 26.
Okay. And sir, I had one more question. I'll get back again, sir. I'll get back again.
Okay, please do.
Thank you. A reminder, participants who wish to ask question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone while we wait for a moment. Our next participant is Gaurav, an investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, regarding selling of promoter stake, is promoter selling their stake for the expansion of the business or some other personal business?
Special?
Sir,
sorry to interrupt, Mr. Gaurav. Your voice is very low. Can you speak a little louder?
Okay. I am saying the promoters are selling their stakes. Are they selling for the expansion of the business or they are selling for their personal reasons? Can you explain this?
No, it's mostly for personal business. We are considering selling the promoter stake.
By how much percent you are expecting to sell your holding?
No, we own about 45%.
Okay. So how much percentage you are thinking to sell? I just asking this. Or by way of IPO or by preference shares, by which ways you are going to sell this?
No, it depends the type of offer we get. We are completely open in terms of the quantities.
Okay, maybe directly to the DIIs or FIIs as well.
Yes, it could be, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next participant is Shivam Parekh, an investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for giving me an opportunity again. Sir, we had paid 4.4 crore as damages for breach of contractual terms. So I wanted to know whether insurance was taken for the same.
There was no insurance taken on that. And we have tried to find out through our insurance agent, and they say that this kind of deterioration in the sample quality is not covered by any insurance policy.
Okay, sir. Sir, I cover one more company. That name is Avanti Feed. In its con call, I got to know that they had sold some shrimp feed to US. So there was some breach of contractual terms and there was an issue in quality. So in
the person you are speaking with has put your call on hold. Please stay on the line. आप जिस व्यक्ति से बात कर रहे हैं उसने आपकी कॉल को होल्ड पे रखा है कृपया
हेलो
दिस मिस्टर ओम प्रकाश यू कैन गो अहेड
या लेट्स रिपीट द क्वेश्चन द कॉल वाज इंटरप्टेड
इज द पार्टिसिपेंट इज नो मोर ऑन क्यू A reminder, any participants who wants to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Om Prakash for his closing comments.
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Cupid Limited, I would like to thank all of you for attending the quarter one FY24 earnings conference call today. We value your support and encouragement that you have given to the management over the years. And we expect to meet all your expectations as we move forward. Also, I would like to thank very much our customers, many of them who have been with us over 10 to 15 years, for their continued support and confidence in the quality of Cupid products. And finally, I would like to thank all the employees of Cupid Limited for working diligently to improve the workings of Cupid and to improve the bottom line of the company throughout the year. So thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. If you have any queries, you can write at vastupal@kirinadvisors.com and research@kirinadvisors.com. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.